Live on the telephone, R.W. Estella, and a word in edgewise. Good morning, R.W.
Good morning, Allison. Astronomically, we're now 6.5 hours into the second half of 2012, as the midpoint of this year occurred at 1 a.m. this morning. Because this is a leap year, we've got 183 days left. Within a few days of one another, two other astronomical limits are also worth noting. Yesterday, the moon was at perigee, or its closest approach to Earth, and on Thursday, the Earth will be at aphelion, or its farthest distance from the sun. Tomorrow at 2:52, we'll have July's full moon, known variously as the Hay Moon, the Buck Moon, and the Thunder Moon. For me, it will be one of the few full moons that will have lined up with my gardening practices, which always have an experimental dimension to them. Today, I'll be doing some late planting and hoping that the lunar pull will greatly assist in drawing the energy of those seeds into the summer growing cycle. And speaking of experimental, today is the 30th anniversary of Larry Walters' balloon flight over Los Angeles. In 1982, Larry Walters was a 33-year-old Vietnam veteran and a North Hollywood, California truck driver who had prior experience as a pilot, or much less with flying balloons, none of these things. Nevertheless, one day he purchased 45 weather balloons and several tanks of helium from a local Army-Navy surplus store. He filled the balloons with the helium and tethered them to a heavy-duty lawn chair that he had purchased for $110 from Sears. Hence, Larry had the basic airframe for the craft he named Inspiration One. Additions to the project included attaching milk jugs full of water for ballast, a portable CB radio, an altimeter, a camera, a large bottle of soda, and a pellet gun, the last intended to be his altitude adjuster. Once he had put on a parachute, Larry climbed into the significantly outfitted lawn chair, which he had previously positioned on the roof of his girlfriend's home in San Pedro, and was ready to give his two friends below on the ground the signal to release the mooring lines for the contraption. The signal became unnecessary, however, because the edge of the roof had, during the interim preparation, unexpectedly cut the mooring lines, and as a gathering of friends, neighbors, reporters, and cameramen looked on, Larry suddenly was ascending skyward at a tremendous rate. He reached 16,000 feet above Long Beach quite quickly, drifting into the approach path to Long Beach Municipal Airport and bewildering the pilots of two separate airliners, one from Delta and the other from TWA, who contacted air traffic control about an unidentified man floating around in a lawn chair. Larry was beginning to feel lightheaded and chilled, so he shot out several of the helium balloons in an effort to descend, planning on landing on the grass of a North Long Beach country club. Instead, he became entangled in a set of high-voltage power lines, avoiding electrocution because of the plastic tethers connecting his balloon to the lawn chair. Utility crews had to shut off power for 20 minutes, affecting a great number of Long Beach residents, and Larry was able to subsequently release himself from the chair. Along with instant fame came instant attention from the FAA, which originally sought $4,000 in fines for various violations of Los Angeles airspace. Larry finally haggled the fine down to $1,000. And so it was for experimental Larry 30 years ago today. From Orono, Maine, have a great day.
When your brother and